Starting on the subject of Libya, for months people have been asking questions about an attack on a U.S. government facility in Libya. How did it happen? Could it have been prevented? A review of that attack is offering some answers. On September 11th of this year, the U.S. consulate building in Benghazi, Libya, came under attack. Four Americans were killed, including the U.S. ambassador to Libya. This report says part of the blame falls on the U.S. State Department, which is in charge of U.S. facilities in other countries. The report says failures at the State Department led to a security plan, quote, that was inadequate for Benghazi and grossly inadequate to deal with the attack. Three State Department officials resigned. They quit after this review came out. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she accepts the recommendations that were made by the board that did this review. Those include strengthening security and improving fire safety precautions in potentially dangerous areas. From Northern Africa, we're going to head east to South Korea for a story about that country's next leader. South Koreans voted in their nation's presidential election yesterday. The winner won't officially take office until February. When that happens, it'll come with a bit of history. This is Park Geun-hye. She's set to be the next South Korean president. She'll be the first woman ever to hold that title. Officials still have to confirm the election results, but Park was leading with more than 94% of the vote counted. The economy was the number one issue in South Korea's election, just like it was for many American voters and in other countries that held elections this year. Park described her win as, quote, a victory for people who want to overcome crisis and revive the economy. Following last week's tragic shootings in Newtown, Connecticut, a lot of people are talking about the issue of gun control. Yesterday, President Obama announced that Vice President Joe Biden will lead a group with representatives from different organizations. Their job is to come up with recommendations to address widespread gun violence. The president said he wants those recommendations no later than January. When something like this school shooting happens, it's natural to have concerns, to have questions. You might have heard of Dr. Drew Pinsky or seen him on TV. He hosts a show on HLN. He's a medical doctor, and he's got a lot of experience helping people work through sensitive subjects. We asked Dr. Drew some questions recently about dealing with this kind of tragedy.
Well, listen, around this country, many young people, particularly of high school age, already were very concerned about random acts of violence. So their level of anxiety, I'm certain, has been heightened. But in general, this is, of course, normal. People are going to feel anxious. People are going to be looking over their shoulder. Remember, this is a very rare event. It really is, though there can be copycats, it's not likely to happen again. And the fact is, you can do something active in your own community. You can form communal efforts. You can gather together and discuss these things. As with everything else, taking action now can make you feel empowered and reduce some of your anxiety. Well, feeling safe at school, obviously talk to your teachers, talk to the administration to make sure that they have safeguards in place that everyone agrees is sufficient for realistically people to feel safe, and I'm sure your school has that. But again, I'm going to state something I'd said earlier, which is making a community effort, building a community that feels safe to everyone. And if there are outliers, there are people that make you feel uncomfortable, see something, report it, and make sure that everybody carries that same understanding. And what to look out for if people are talking about violence or hurting themselves or somebody else or don't seem properly attuned or connected to reality or you're just concerned about it. It feels uncomfortable, you see something, you report it, and the entire community agrees they'll do the same. Now, if you have a younger sibling who is anxious and worried about something horrible happening, remember, depending on the age of the child, how they process these things can be very, very different than, say, a high school age or junior high school age individual. So don't insist that your sibling talk about it the same way or the way you would understand it. The advice to you is the same as I was giving you to help yourself, which is be there, just be present. Help your younger siblings, give words to their sorrow, give words to their trauma, but don't insist that those words necessarily even make sense to you. And your job is not to fix their feelings, but just to be there. Back to you, Carl.